107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is a pleasure to check in once again with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, it's good to see you, especially on a day like today that's going to get a little blustery, shall we say.
And you know what? Blustery's okay. As long as everybody stays safe, but yeah. There's got to be more winter in this in this winter for us.
Yeah, it is still February for sure. Well, we've got lots to talk about. I know what's going to top our agenda in terms of our discussion today. The budget was passed this week with City of Stratford.
It was, and certainly that work started back in August with our staff. A huge shout out to staff, all our division leads, and especially our corporate lead, Carmen Kruger. 650-page document that was line by line. Council began its work in January, and we started with a rate increase. I think it was 9.98, and over the five sessions, we moved from 9 to 9.6, 8.5, 7.73, and then Monday night we passed an overall tax increase of 7.5. It's not where I wanted to be. I thought we could get to below 7, but then we started to look at cutting services, and that was a challenge. And so, yes, we're settling in. I signed the enactment yesterday, so that we are ready to roll. And this activates a lot of the tendering process that will go out. About $80 million of that dollars will come from taxation of that $168 million total budget, about $80 million. And so that's about $400 for the average home at $350,000. So yeah, our work hasn't finished. We have work with regards to advocating, as I mentioned, the federal and provincial governments for stable monies that come in for infrastructure, for housing, for health, and also the idea that was my biggest challenge around the budget, is those individuals on fixed income, certainly their incomes haven't increased by 7.5%. And so we have to continue to advocate to those governments saying they need an increase in their household budget as well, in order to reflect what we're doing across the province. And we are not the worst across the province, and it's tough to compare single and double tiered, but a lot of work. It was my most challenging in my 13 years thus far, but it was respectful. Good work.
Okay, thanks for the update on that. Engage Stratford.
Yeah, you know what? I continue to shout out to our residents to become engaged. That's the idea of the Engage Stratford, and there are four current items that we'd like you to be engaged with. As we talked about the budget, $45 million of that budget goes towards infrastructure, roads, sewers, water. And we have a big project underway led by the project manager, Nick Shelton, and that is Motherwell Street. I encourage, and that project's about $1.2 million, which is significant. I encourage Stratford to go on the Engage Stratford website, look at the design. You know, there is an opportunity to have questions answered and to provide input. It'll talk about how the work is parsed out to ensure that people can get in and out their houses. They can park for school drop-off and pick-up. So there was an open house on February the 20th, but there's still an opportunity to engage with that project that's coming up. Another one that's still on our docket with Engage Stratford is that the official plan. We invite residents to comment on the official plan. Tell us what you like about Stratford. Tell us what you would like to see continue in the future. Tell us about what you think about land use in Stratford. Your thoughts on residential and industrial growth. So that's up there. That's the official plan, and that's a mandatory act that we have to follow from the province. The next one that's up is the strategic planning. That's taking place as well. We want the input from residents. If you go on Engage Stratford, I enjoy reading through the comments already posted by our residents. Feel free to get on there and post your thoughts as well. Council and staff continue this Thursday with our third session around strategic planning and setting priorities. And so that leads us into the fourth one, and that's the Grand Trunk redevelopment. That's okay. On Engage Stratford. And both the official plan and the strategic priorities, that will certainly impact our work there. So we know the work continues with our ad hoc committee and with our working groups. There's still work to be done there. These are early days for citizen input, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But we want your input on what this 18-acre property could look like, 160,000 square foot building. Questions come up: who owns it? How much has the city spent? That's all there, and later on we'll mention John Kastner as he's departed from the Stratford Perth Museum. His input in providing information through our communication piece is going to be significant for residents.
And we should mention with the ad hoc committee, because I often get asked in terms of the GTR site, is anything going to happen? The wheels are in motion. The planning is happening now for that.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a great segue into the next piece. We are the ad hoc committee is going through a process led by our corporate initiative lead, Emily Robson, and she's holding our feet to the fire. It's not work that anybody can see out there. It's time-consuming, necessary work, but it's all about setting a vision and guiding principles for that site. And you have to have a framework as to what you believe should be there. So right now, the ad hoc committee is going through that process, and it's tedious, it's tough. You get a little bit of, rubbing of conflicts and rubbing of, no, that shouldn't be here. And so that work continues. We'll have a session, our second session with regards to staff and council this Thursday. And then the public piece will start. There'll be lots of opportunities for public to engage online, in person. I'm certain we'll have another open house within the structure itself, so people can just stand and be in awe and be inspired about what can be within the building. And those public sessions will start in March, April, and May with guest speakers and Q&As. So it's another great opportunity for the public to set the direction of that amazing, iconic area. And it's more than the building. It's outside the building as well. So GTR is, even though it doesn't look like a lot is going on, there's lots of, as you said, wheels turning in that former locomotive shop area.
We're chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, and let's talk about the Green Recognition Program, which we don't often get to shout out.
We talked about that last week, and I want to give a little shout out, and this will be a lead into some people that are doing some amazing work. As you know, we've kicked off our second season. Applications are open till March the 15th. We encourage residents, businesses, and local industry to go on the site and see what people have done in the past to help reduce our carbon footprint. We know that Stratford has committed to a reduction of 30% by 2030. So with the Green Recognition Program, winners will be recognized on Earth Week. And you and Emily were just talking about tree planting, and that, a lot of that will step up as we move towards Earth Week. That Earth Week is April the 22nd to 26th. And so those individuals, businesses, and industry will be acknowledged in council chamber. A huge shout out once again to our climate change program manager Sadef Ghalib for her work. And I look forward to seeing not only the winners, but the things that people are doing in their homes, people are doing in their local, in their business and industry as well. And that leads me. I got to go to Schaeffler Aerospace Canada the other day, and I had a meeting with Schaeffler Bearings on Ontario Street, but I've never been in the aerospace. And wow, what a facility! That company is one of the many plants globally. It is one of the largest family-owned plants across the world, a totaling of 84,000 employees worldwide. Our 500,000 are part of that. They produce ball bearings for the largest commercial jets. Just amazing what they do, the technology. And they also produce the big rotary bearing for the heavy lift Black Hawk helicopter. Just amazing work. Equally amazing is what they're doing for the environment. I look at things like work gloves that they're recycling. They have a company that comes in and recycles their work gloves. The recycling of any of the fines, the metal fines that comes off as they're turning out bearings, and the recycling and reuse of water. So, and I encourage them to become part of the Green Recognition Program. So some of our biggest plants were perhaps the most challenges could be with regards to our environment, they're doing their part as well.
That's a great shout out and a great spotlight, and hats off to Scheffler. We'll continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzman next hour right here, 107.1 CJCS FM.